Yuli Nishvas, Paramalka, Bazrach of Yoshua. Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page, I don't know, 66, 67. We'll call it 66 today. We are in the middle still of the Sugya of Tosafot Shabbos, Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. I don't understand when Tosafot Shabbos is. Once again, let's just do a very quick chazar of what we learned the last couple of days. That is, we have a mitzvah daraisa of Tosafot Shabbos to bring in Shabbos early. Okay? We have to bring in Shabbos early. That is Bein Lefanel and Bein Lecharel to take it out late, okay? That is our mitzvah of Tosafot Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, as we saw yesterday. That is the bit, it has to be done before Bein HaShemashos, but Bein HaShemashos for Rabbeinu Tam is a lot later than Bein HaShemashos. Well, we generally consider Bein HaShemashos from time to Shkia, so therefore, on your charts, 7:58 and a half at night, starts Bein HaShemashos. Therefore, a couple of minutes before that, you have to take in Shabbos. We put in the chart 7:56 and a half. That was according to Rabbeinu Tam, when you would have to do it. You could do the whole Zman over here. We'll talk today, what is the earliest time you could take in Shabbos. Now we're going to get to a little bit later. It doesn't have to be wait till 7:56. It could definitely be before then. We'll see when. According to the Gra, right at Shkia starts Bein HaShemashos, and therefore you have to take in Shabbos before 7 o'clock. You put over here 6:58, even though there's a giant gate. That last 2 minutes is a very giant gap in our charts. Okay, there's a couple minutes before, and you are going to be Mekabel Shabbos. Here. Moving on now is the important question: what everyone is bothered by is what's the zman of. What is pshat of when halakas neiros is? That's what we want to know. What's this then? We have 18 minutes in America. In England, 18 minutes? 15 minutes in England. Okay? Maybe we'll explain that also. Be'erach. Okay? 40 minutes here in Minhag Yerushalayim. What's going on with halakas neiros? What's going on over here? So Ramosha Feinstein explains the Minhag in America where it's 18 minutes, some places 20 minutes, depending on where you live in America. In Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Simon Samet Beis, he says like this. He says over here that even though we saw, okay, so he says like the file, sorry, wrong group, but yeah, same, the same promotion they just mentioned. Okay, so number one is, if you look in Biralacha, Dibur Amascha Mitchilat Hashkia on page 65, right before it gets wide, it says Dibur Amascha Mitchilat Hashkia. This is the Biralacha. This describes a lot of the things we talked about. It brings down the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gra. Explains it's Kedai to go through the whole Biralacha. We're not going to go through the whole Biralacha. But at the whole beginning, you see over here, it brings down the steer between Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Pesachim. It brings down Rabbeinu Tam. Then it brings down the Gra. Okay? And then it says that before we get to Halakas Neiros, I want to point out one more thing that I pointed out to a couple of people before. Where we got, what is it, 18 minutes, some people only daven Ma'ariv, 18 minutes afterwards. And that is what I told you yesterday, is that when we say 13 and a half minutes, the Pashtus, it's not saying that in every place in the world, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is going to be Tzitzik Chum. You see that in a different place in the world, the Metzias is different. And that's what the Biralach himself points out over here, B'Shem the Grum. Okay? Over here, it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 lines from the top of from the wide lines. 9 lines from the wide lines. He brings down over here. He says, "V'afal gabshin nearly 9 shemeshach bein hashmashos shuad seisa kochavim who harbe yoter v'kil rovei meal." Okay, the Biralacha is describing it that in Radim over there. You see that it takes a lot more than 13 and a half minutes to go from sundown till seisa kochavim. Who commotion comes about Grava Meiro? It's like the Grava writes himself. Shishira Gemara, when the Gemara gave a Shira, Shlosh Rive Meal, 13 and a half minutes, Nemarakal Opek Bavel Ol Eretz Yisrael. That's talking about Bavel, perhaps Eretz Yisrael. Ubunasenu Shinota Yotel itself, Mitarach Yoter, us, and Radim, we're more northern, therefore it takes longer for the Shkia to go down. And therefore this 13 and a half minutes is not like a shear that it has to be 13 and a half. It depends where you are in the world that it gets to 13 and a half. That's why we're married in different places. Okay? Here, we many times you say 18 minutes, 20 minutes. Okay? Even though perhaps there itself is a little bit shorter, and maybe it is closer to 13 and a half minutes, we're more machmir because it depends where you are in the world. Okay? That's one important point that I wanted to point out over here from this Biralacha that people were asking about before. Now, more than that, the Biralacha towards the end over here, 5 lines to the end of the Biralacha, brings down a third shita outside Rabbeinu Tam in the Gra. You'll see why this is important in a second. He says, Vidah, the Besefer Yireim L'Rebbe L'Yarzim, and that's one of the Gedolim Rishonim. Hechmir od yoter lina chos ben hashmashos. He holds that ben hashmashos starts even before shkia. Usfir like the ben hashmashos matchel gimel revei mil kodem atchalas hashkia. Shitas yireim is that 13 and a half minutes before shkia starts Shabbos, starts ben hashmashos. Okay? That's the sheet of the Urim. That's the sheet of the Urim even before 13 and a half minutes before. Now when we say 13 and a half minutes, another reason why we get to 18 minutes is we're assuming the cheshbon we get from 13 and a half minutes is that a meal is 18 minutes. So therefore 3/4 of a meal is 13 and a half minutes. Now there's another sheet. The other sheet is that a meal is 24 minutes. And if it's 24 minutes, what's 3/4 of 24? 18. That's another way how we got to 18. Therefore, that's where Moshe says, that's where, why Hadlakas Neiros and Chutzlarts came to 18 minutes in order to be machmir for the Yerayim, in order to be machmir the Yerayim to start Shabbos 18 minutes before Shkia, and on that meal of 24 minutes. Okay? He says, that's where it gets 18 minutes. And 20 minutes, why do something with 20 minutes? In order they can add an Tosefet Shabbos onto the Yerayim, 18 minutes for Shitas Yerayim. Okay, you have it over here. Sorry. Whatever. It says Shkia 7 o'clock. That's a Halakas Neiros. When you have 7 o'clock over here, you have in the new chart, 6:42 is Halakas Neiros. That's 18 minutes. That's an order to be machmer for the Yerayim. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein himself says, even though that's when they were Koveya Halakas Neiros, really we don't paskin like the Yerayim. We don't really paskin like the Yerayim. It's like a simon to remember the Shitas Yerayim. Really, you could still do Malacha afterwards. The woman who lights candles without getting done, we can see it later on, really she accepts Shabbos with the candlelight. So she's really accepting Shabbos with the Yerayim's time when she lights candles 18 minutes or 20 minutes before. For sure she's Mekai in the midst of Tosefet Shabbos according to the Grah, and for sure according to Rabbeinu Tam, but Mimachbar for the Yerayim. The husband really could still drive to Shul at this point because it's not Shkia. We're really only machmer for the Gra, not for Rebbe Lazar Mitz. There's a famous story, it might even be in Rigas Moshe, that Rebbe Moshe finds he was not machmer for the Arabian himself. And after candlelighting, he would go and drive to Shul until one time one old lady called up Rebbe Moshe finds and started yelling at him, you're a Sheyitz, you're driving on Shabbos. Okay, because he would be driving to Shul after Zman Halakas Neiros. And from then on, this is the Anivus of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Right? Rav Moshe Feinstein stopped driving at that point after candlelight, even though he was right. He was allowed to drive. But in order that people don't get confused, and he stopped and he got this lady up, he stopped driving to Shul after candlelight. Yeah, he would love to drive. I mean, he would drive to Shul before candlelight, or he would walk to Shul. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But he stopped driving after Zman Halakas Neiros Shabbos. But that's all. He says that's how they got to the Cheshbon of 18 or 20 minutes in order to be machmer for the Yerayim. Both Rav Moshe, also Rav Shlomo Zalman, Moreno Rabbeinu, brings it down over here in the Nitzakarei. In Dira Masel Kol, I page 66 at the bottom, in Rav Nevinzal Zaharas, says Dira Masel Kol Rishoni. He says over here, Hushitas Yerayim, the Menash Pashas, and Gimel Revei Mil, Kodom, Iskasas Akamo, Ashamati, Mehadorzel, Delo Nagu Kenafil Luchom. We're not Noeg like the Sefer Yerayim, even Luchom. Okay? You don't have to be Machmer for the Yerayim, there's no reason that you have to be Machmer for the Yerayim. But that's how they got to the Cheshbon of what they got to in Kotzers. Why 15 minutes in England? Okay, once again, that would make sense. That is also could be the Yerayim 13 and a half minute Yerayim without being machmer for the extra 24 minute meal. That's 13 and a half minutes. Another minute and a half for Tosefet Shabbos. Perhaps that's how they got to 15 minutes. I don't know that's just a sorry. How do we get to 40 minutes in Yerushalayim? Where does that come from? So that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal on page 65. The bottom, the end of the Ha'ar is over here on the page. It says, Admor Zal Omar. Ditam mina Yerushalayim lahadik neirus Shabbos mendakos kodem Shkia. The reason why we light candles 40 minutes before Shkia here in Yerushalayim, this is in order not to get into the problem of the Rav Moshe Feinstein problem. That is, who can they lahaspik leilech lebekin esli palu mincha v'lomar kabal Shabbos kodem Shkia? Okay, in order that everyone knows, this is well before Shkia, you light candles, and there's plenty of time now for the husband still to do it. If you've done candles 18 minutes, and you live more than a 5-minute walk or drive to the shul, you can't be at Halakas Neiros Shabbos in the house and still make mincha. Okay, it's not possible, because mincha has to be done before Shkia. We'll talk about that later also.
Okay, not everyone does that, but it's really done mostly done before Shkita. No time. But if you light candles 40 minutes before, like the minute you were Shalayim, so you still have 40 minutes, there's plenty of time. The husband can go to Shul then, Davin Mincha, and they can start Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, and therefore that's the reason why they're makdim it so much. That's at least according to the opinion of Rosh Hashanah, that's the Minhag Yerushalayim. You should know by Sfardim, they do not accept this Minhag Yerushalayim. Rav Avadya writes that for Sfardim, they can light 20 minutes before Shkia, Lechatchila, and they don't have to hold up 40 minutes. So, but we already try and do 40 minutes before Shkia. That's the reason where we got to the Dinim of Avakas Neiros. One more din of Tosavah Chaz that I forgot to mention to you guys is Rav Nevinsel is very machben on Shitas HaRitva. And that is, it's not just good enough to think in your mind that you accepted Shabbos, or you have to mekabel Shabbos b'peh. You have to mekabel Shabbos b'peh. And therefore, Rav Nevinsel, very makon when he said daven before the corona, he said daven Friday night in the Ramban, even before the corona he stopped, but he's daven the Ramban, and exactly right after Mincha was done, he'd be done with Mincha, a good 15 minutes at least before Shkia, okay? And he would always say at that point, right after the Kaddish, after Aleinu, Hareini Mekabel Elai Shabbos Kodesh. He would say, I'm accepting upon myself Shabbos, he would say it out loud to remind the Tzibur also to say it in order to be, then, to Mekayim the Doraisa of Tosefet Shabbos, and also in order to do a pepe over here and to remind the Tzibur to do it, he would be mocking the Shitas Rit, but that has to be done with pen. Not everyone holds it has to be done with pen. That's why you don't see it in other places. But Rav Moreno, Rabbeinu, Rav Nevinsel is very mocked to do it dafka al pen. Okay? Fine. That's. Okay. Couple more things. What happens is, this happens sometimes, guys. Don't do this. Okay, let's have another time event after we talk about how important it is to accept Shabbos early. So you're going to get very excited the Shabbos. You want to accept your Shabbos early. We learn the halachas, and you're going to accept Shabbos. But the problem is, many people didn't daven Mincha yet. Okay? But you accept the Shabbos. What are you supposed to do now? You accept the Shabbos. I don't even mekabel Shabbos Kodesh, but you didn't daven Mincha. You're supposed to only mekabel Shabbos after you daven Mincha. So either you daven Mincha Gedolah. By the way, someone sent me, I've said this for years, that on Erev Shabbos is the most important time to daven Mincha Gedolah. Why? Because you'll see, now that Bachar Mitzvah is less important, but when you're married, you know, there's always something to do with Erev Shabbos. The Rosh Yeshiva has his phone calls to make on Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos and Chutz La'aretz. There's always hectic things. You gotta get the kids out of the shower, you gotta go into the shower, you gotta set the table. There's always a million things. If you notice, Shul's always right on Mincha on Erev Shabbos. It starts with exactly 10 people. By mid Shmoneh is like 150 people. Okay, no one's on time to Mincha and Erev Shabbos because everyone's racing. Mincha and Erev Shabbos. So I've always said this for years. Someone sent me from Florida that they've been listening to my shiurim, and he sent me a Chai Adam who says it beferish. Chai Adam says it's very important to daven Mincha, Erev Shabbos, Mincha Gedola. He says so he can be around, make sure that he is there to the point that he can make sure that everything in the house is in, and he makes sure he light candles and everything's ready for Shabbos. Okay, so he points that out. Awesome. Now, what if you do daven? What if you do accept Shabbos even not daven Mincha? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is nistapik, but then you can do Hataras Nadarim. When you accept Shabbos, it's like a nether. It's like a nether. Could you do Hataras Nadarim by accepting Shabbos and then daven Mincha? Morina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel, Dira Masa Uli Didan. Sorry, Right, Rav Nevinsel, it's in the Yerushalayim B'Moadiyah, and it's safer on Shabbos Yerushalayim B'Moadiyah, page 17. He writes that it's mutter to do Hataras Nadarim, and that's what he says, well, what you do? You should go to three people and try and be matter your nether of accepting Shabbos, okay? A husband could be made for his nether of his wife. If his wife did it, he could be made for the nether. A father could be made for the nether of her son. This gets into Hilchos Nadarim, okay? But if you don't have that situation, you have to find three people. You get them to be made for your nether, and then you can daven Mincha, then you can go ahead and accept Shabbos again. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel, this is what I mentioned before, Dibur Masel Uli Didan. Uli Didan? Where is Didan? Oh. Oh, on page 67. Dibur Masel Uli Didan. So he says over here, if someone finds himself that he's not Davi Mincha, Shkia is coming. So what should he do? If he davens Mincha, right now he'll get Mincha in, but he's going to lose out on Tosefet Shabbos. Even let's say he finishes, but he's going to finish 10 seconds before Shkia, half a minute before Shkia, he's going to lose out on Tosefet Shabbos. Okay, Kal V'chomer is going to go after Shkia, Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nachman Sof, "B'makom she'ein omrim tov lifnei hashkia, yitpalel mincha afilu biyachidus, v'yisein kama gedakol lifnei hashkia." Better to daven mincha biyachidus, better to daven mincha biyachidus, and take in Shabbos early, which is a mitzvah d'araisa, and not daven b'sibur. This happens a lot, especially in Chutzar. It's not in Chutzar, as we saw before. It's not as glad, because in Chutzlaretz, if you go past Shkia a little bit, you have Rabbeinu Tam to be Samachan. Okay, still, Rav Nevinzel still holds, even in Chutzlaretz, don't daven b'Shkia, the Safek over here. Like the Gra, better to take on Shabbos early. And if you're in a Tzibur, and if you're in a Tzibur, if you're in a case where you find yourself 5 minutes before Shkia, and you have not daven Mincha, you didn't realize what time Shkia is, and you have not daven Mincha yet, says Rav Nevinzel, don't daven Mincha, except Shabbos early, and daven two Maariv in that case. Better to miss Mincha. Taking Shabbos early, that's how chash of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'araisa we paskin. Mitzvah d'araisa tosefet Shabbos is more important than davening Mincha. In this case, you'd be considered an onus at this point, and you'd be allowed to daven two Maariv in order that you can be able to mekabel Shabbos on time. Everyone should have a great day.